Okay, let's hear about it, Rich.
Let's see. I guess, yeah, like, similar to Andrea, I didn't really, identify with a specific ethnicity. Like, I mean, I'm Italian, I'm German from my roots, but I think of myself more as just, like, the typical just kid from the middle of nowhere, like, farmland. The reference to Onion Queens is because, like, my hometown, there's a lot of onion farms, and there's actually a contest where they crown the Onion Queen, like, the local teenage girl. So that kind of sums it up. And just, I guess, the whole, I guess, point at the end is that even though I've come to, like, kind of move on from my hometown and, like, move on to, like, the bigger city, it's still, like, a part of my life, and all the things that I had experienced when I was younger that I kind of took with me, or lessons that I've learned, so it's still a part of me, even though I've left that in the past. And it won't ever really be left in the past, because those are still the things that I hold true and important to me, like my family and my roots, as much as, like, far touched I am from it now.
There's a way that I remember you said when you were talking about what it was going to be, that it was going to be like spoken word was really important. And there's a way that I think you have yourself and your other actors could really lean into the spoken word quality of it much more from the beginning. Because there's a way that it's actually in the words as much as in any staging that you can come up with. You know what I mean? Like, the text itself has what you just said in it. So if you let those words ring out, there's a way that maybe you don't need so much of the staging, or maybe you do. I don't know. You know, it's just it's an idea that I think it's actually in the text. Can you just do the first, like, I don't know, stanza? I don't know how it's written.
Yeah.
The first part of it. And instead of doing, let go of the staging that you did for a minute and just lean into the words as spoken word. Okay, so lean into the text. Let it mean something. Let it communicate something just in the level of what he's written.
The boy grows, brought to the world with love and care.
Start again and actually lean into this now. So, Azra, what else can you do with a boy grows besides just say a boy grows?
Boy grows.
Okay, don't worry about your physical gesture. I mean, in terms of sound, make it a sound play.
Boy grows.
Okay, that's something. Try something else.
The boy grows.
Mm-hmm. Now start it higher. More urgent.
Hey, boy, grows.
Right. So now you're playing with it. So now you're breaking it up. Now let it be urgent. Instead of just a sort of, here's a statement, let it mean something to you that you need to express.
The boy grows. Yeah. Brought into the world, love and care.
A child cries. His mother is there. She's always there. A child falls. His father brushes him off.
Mm-hmm. Now, same thing for you, Fritz. You narrate it. Let it mean something. Do something with it. Start again.
A boy grows.
Brought into the world with love and care. A child cries. His mother is there. She's always there. A child falls. His father picks him up, brushes him off, back on his feet again. A child falls.
I didn't break that window. I believe you, son.
The child casts.
Hugs the big one.
Yes, big boy.
A child swings.
Wait a minute. Good job, son.
Good. Okay. This is nice. Let's do just that much. Forget the gestures for now. Just forget the gestures and give it the rhythm. He wants to crackle. He wants to go faster.
You mean like faster pace? Mm-hmm. That's what.
And then lean into it even more. Fritz, you're trying to run away from it a little bit. Push into it. Keep it coming at us.
All right.
Keep it coming at us, right?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
A boy grows.
Brought into the world with love and care. A child cries. His mother's there. She's always there. A child falls. His father picks him up, brushes him off, back on his feet again. A child falls.
I didn't break that window.
I believe, son.
A child casts.
Hugs the big one.
Fast fish boy.
A child swings.
Winning hit. Good job, son.
Okay. Yeah. Better, you know, it's there, it's really in the text, and you chose one way to stage it, which was fine. It was, you know, it's serviceable, we got the sense, we enjoyed it. There's also a way that what you've written could really just run as spoken word without this, you know, the gestures were slowing you down just a little bit.
I feel like before I thought about it, I mean, I kind of thought that they needed some gestures, because I know, like, the ones we had practiced, mm-hmm. you know, you kept on stressing at the point of like having not just people just standing up there.
Yeah.
So I felt like it needed to have some gestures, but then after seeing it, I see what you mean. It just like slows down like the pace it should be at.
Yeah. Yeah, you never know until you find out. So you gotta try it. Because, you know, this is all about creating stuff that doesn't exist. So,
yeah, terrific.
So, I think there's some really strong writing in there that's fun to play with and interesting between how the narrator's character shifts sort of point of view throughout. Other comments?
I like both ways.
Good.
I felt like the end kind of helped me visualize it a lot better.
Mm-hmm.
And because it was so weird, it goes so fast, and I didn't have something. I'm not sure I totally understand it. So I like the acting in that sense. It was nice, and some of the ones that were funny, like, it was good to see that. That was really funny. But also with the spoken word, it just feels so much more powerful. And it feels like it has a lot more meaning
when
you see it that way. I like it.
Okay, terrific. Thanks.
Yeah. It's interesting when you did the spoken word version of it. You walked forward.
Yeah. It's because you kept saying, like, attack, attack.
You walked towards the audience. And so it was very in your face, very direct.
Yeah, and that's like the power that Alma's talking about. There's a way, you know, power, we usually talk about in acting, like with text-based characters, like, you know, like short eyes or psychologists, urgency. The thing about being on a stage is that the person on the stage has to have an urgent need to tell a story, because that's why we have a stage. If you just want to sort of talk about yourself, you know, you don't need to be on stage to do that. You can do that in the dining room or something. But the thing about the stage is there has to be a sense of some kind of urgency or power. And this is just one way to get at that. Because it's actually in your script, and then it's about how you access that for a performance of it. Caroline?
I was just going to say that I like the acting here better because I think the intention of the piece was really, you know, like becoming a man. Although that the spoken word, it was more powerful with your words, I think that the like images that we saw from mm-hmm. Joan Holly really showed us, you know, like growing up.
Okay, good. So there's also a way that, you know, there's just different ways into it. So you're getting a nice variety of opinions, right?
There is one scene where, like, it was so vivid. Like, Fritz is trying to be, like, the corruptor. And, like, as the picture, like, the devil and the angel. Like, I don't know. It's so
good.
It's
horrible. It's our opposite sides.
Yeah, it was really well done.
Something my dad always used to say when I call him, like, freshman year, he's like, you know, you're having fun, you're partying, he's like, dance a little bit, he's like, alright, just don't waste my money. It's like, just that alone was enough to kill him, I'm just so excited, that's making him want to do well.
Okay, nice work, thank you. Alrighty.